I'd like to welcome everybody to our meeting tonight. As I'm sure most are aware, we have a conversation and we're looking for public input on the pending cannabis laws that will affect our town in the town of Casco. So we want to open that up. Everybody's going to get an opportunity. You know, as you're called on, or just give us your name, the address, so we're trying to keep a record of who's who. And again, everybody's going to have that opportunity to voice their, their views and such like that. So, and I welcome everybody, and I'm, like I said, I appreciate the participation. Just a few things. I don't believe there's going to be any votes on cannabis one way or the other tonight. It's, like I say, it's an informational meeting for us as well as for all the participants. A couple of things on cannabis. I think most people are aware, but I'll just go over them briefly. There's multiple options available for towns, villages, and cities, throughout the state of New York. First one that we have is really to do nothing, be silent on the issue. The town would automatically be opted into both dispensaries and, on-site uses, be it a lounge, cafes, such like that. Second one would just pass a local law to opt out of both dispensaries and or on-site lounges and cafes. The third option would be for a local law opting out of dispensaries only. And the fourth option would be having a local law and opting out of on-site consumption. So those are, those are the four options that are out there. So obviously if we do no actions taken, everything just transpires and Town of Castle would be opted in on both of those options. I think it's also important to note this is a Town of Catskill meeting, so what the Town of Catskill Board decides, it doesn't affect what happens in the Village of Catskill. That's a totally different governing body, so that would, what they decide to do as the Village trustees, that's what's going to affect the Village. So this is just, I think, again, just to want to clarify that amongst everybody to be sure of what we're talking about. So I think that's important. On the tax revenue side of it, I mean, there's a lot of issues that go on with cannabis as far as consumption, and everybody's got their own viewpoints on that as well. Tax revenue, as it stands now, or as I feel it stands now, it's 9% goes to the state of New York. That's up front. Local governments, 4%. County keeps 1% of that revenue, or they get 1%, which is actually 25% of the 4%. And then the remaining 75% or the 3% that's in there, that would be distributed between the towns, villages that actually have cannabis sales within their community. I don't know if we have to get into that as much, but if the town opted not to be into cannabis and the village happened to be in cannabis and they happened to put a site up on West Bridge Street or wherever, then the town would receive no revenue from those village sales. So that's an. Go ahead.
So Dan Arshak.
Okay.
I happen to be an attorney, and I'm not involved in the cannabis business, but I've been certainly watching the legislation very carefully, and I was nodding my head because everything you said was right, but I'm confused by the last thing that you said, that the town would not participate if the village opted in. And the reason for that is, but maybe you have some authority there.
Well, there's a couple different scenarios that they have, and this is through the associations of towns, which is kind of, it's not the Bible, but it's a good source of revenue. So the town opts out, but the village within the town has sales. Town does not get revenue.
So I'm sure you're reading that accurately.
Right. And it might be wrong, but that's what I published.
I don't think it's a matter of wrong. I think it's a matter of not fully established yet.
Correct. And I think that's somewhat of a problematic thing, too, because I believe this is going to be under the SLA or an arm of the SLA.
Exactly right.
And they talk a lot about, but there's a lot of things that aren't really resolved yet with
right. And one of the reasons why the town perhaps ought to participate, even if it opts out and the village opts in, is that if people are driving on town roads or they're using town services and there's, all sorts of, if there's town facilities that are impacted by someone coming to buy marijuana in in the village, then perhaps the town ought to participate in that tax revenue.
Right.
So I think, and I'm sure the way you read it is right, but I think it's not written in stone yet.
And that's the problem, and I think that's really an overall consideration or concern, because we're making decisions or trying to make decisions today, and we don't really know what the rules really look like that are, they're not finalized. So that's a problem. Go ahead, Aaron.
Aaron Claus. Are you talking about the excise tax specifically on marijuana and not the sales tax?
Just
marijuana tax.
Right. Everything I talk about, or I believe I'm going to talk about tonight, is strictly related
about
to cannabis. Not any other sales tax. That doesn't really help us a lot, and that's a totally different topic, and it would bog us down.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I probably shouldn't have got into the tax aspect of it all, but I just wanted to keep I wanted to get as much information out.
What you've read is what I've heard too.
Okay, good. And so, you know, that's just a consideration that we would have to, you know, take into consideration as a town. If the village had these sales and then we sat on the sidelines, we would get nothing. So, anyway, with that, I think we can open it up a little bit to the community. If anybody's got questions, or not questions, but more input on what your feelings are about the cannabis law, start entertaining
question.
Go ahead.
So I wasn't aware of what the four possible resolutions were, but the one that I had a question about as you read it was opting out of on-site use, and I'm just not sure what that means. I have an idea what it means.
It means like a smoke shop, a lounge, a cafe. I try to do research what goes on in Massachusetts. I believe originally, or for the most part, they've been dispensaries. And I think they're kind of starting to move over to a little bit of a cafe thing. So I don't know if we can totally just take a snapshot and say this is what Massachusetts looks like, because they're still, you know, they're still growing into that business as well and expanding. So,
but when you're talking about on-site, are you talking about on the site where marijuana is sold or purchased?
On-site is a lounge. It's like going to a cigar shop, as Paul mentioned. We probably should introduce everybody. Paul Vosberg's a councilman, and we got Patrick McCullough with us, and Dale Finch, and Dwan Scamapico is on her way in, and Jared Giordano, I think he's somewhere on vacation, possibly in Florida.
But does on-site include smoking a joint in a drugstore as you're buying deodorant?
No, just marijuana.
So they have to be selling marijuana in the site. Like a cigar store.
Yeah,
right.
I refer back to
a cigar shop that
right.
might be up on Broadway in Saratoga. You
right.
go in there, they, you know, they might have a variety for me to select from. And
right.
I mean, again, it's been the very beginning stages. I don't know
right.
if it's going to look like 5 years from now.
But that's my interpretation. The on-site opt-out would be the connection between smoking at the place.
You can sell and smoke in the same
resolution.
Dispensaries are bars.
Yeah.